We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The lines on his court and everything, and you know, Trey's was in his garage. So it was okay.
Yeah.
But you know, when you're talking about playing horse, man, it's stuff like that really matters.
Oh yeah, I mean, you could tell the guys that have gotten their first contract or, you know, retired, because they had great courts in their backyard.
Yeah, that was a nice court. Know. That's a real nice court.
Finally got the indoor court.
know, yeah.
Poor Trey's on his rookie deal. He got a bent rim and 8-foot tall goal.
Well, you know, I mean, hey, listen, it's Norman, Oklahoma. You're going to have, you know, the weather and everything else to kind of contend with, too. Trevor Schlick, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, joining us this morning. So the NFL's getting prepared here, and Thomas Dimitroff is walking everybody through, you know, what he's set up for the virtual draft. WNBA, you know, kind of doing that thing, too. Are you taking notes, Travis, as, you know, just in case the NBA has to go through a virtual draft on how these things are working?
Well, we're starting the process. They're allowing us to start to do, interviews with draft eligible prospects, basically your seniors in college. So we're going to start setting up those interviews with those guys. I mean, obviously now we're still not able to do workouts or even watch, you know, players work out remotely, through video, but the league has given us some guidance. I think the biggest thing on the league's mind right now is, you know, trying to get games in, trying to get playoffs in. The draft for us is a little bit secondary. But, you know, we are starting that process. We have weekly staff meetings to talk about players. It's really just the events that we'd be going to right now, we're unable to.
Sports Radio 92.9 again. We're talking to the GM at Atlanta Hawks, GM Travis Schlink. So, Travis, I know that the commissioner, Adam Silver, said something about 25 days after we get past all of this and 25 days to get going. Do you think that's enough time to get guys up to speed?
You know, the longer we sit out, the harder it's going to be able to have a quick turnaround. Just because, you know, as we saw in the horse tournament, there's some guys that have great facilities in their home and are able to do a lot more. But there's a lot of guys on our roster, young guys, that are living in apartments. And, you know, they don't have the room. They don't have the big backyards with all the room to, you know, run and exercise. So it's really going to be a wide range on what guys are able to do at this time. Certainly guys that have, you know, their own courts, like Mike Conley did, they're going to be able to stay in a lot better shape than guys that are living in an apartment building on Peachtree. So the longer this goes on, you know, the more time that's going to take to get guys back in shape.
Travis Schlink, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, joining John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90.9, the game, talking a little basketball. When it comes to draft evaluations, kind of walk me through this, too, because I know that the draft is a ways away. I get that, and you have other things first, but you know, if you're looking at it from, you know, a European player perspective, you spent a lot of time over the last few years in your career scouting players all over Europe. Heck, we talked to you once, and you were in Greece, I think. Is that the area that you're probably going to be, or maybe the NBA in general, not just you, Travis, kind of the most unsteady about is European players and the inability to really get a good look at them?
Well, for me personally, yes, because I was scheduled to go over there, you know, the end of this month, 1st of May, to see all those kids for the first time this year. And obviously that trip got canceled. But, you know, I've had three members of my staff go over there. Obviously we have a scout based over there. So we've had guys with the ability to get their eyes on them this year. I just was not one of them. So, We'll be covered there. It's just that I didn't personally have the opportunity to get over there, and that's okay. Actually, you know, we'll just have to do that off of film this year.
I'm talking with Travis Schlink, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, as we get ready for whatever is going to be ahead for the NBA, and we've talked about so many things about whether or not we're going to slide the schedule and change as Steve Koonin has suggested. Well, I never thought that when Steve Koonin, you know, go back on this, Travis, when Steve Koonin first suggested going to a, you know, December through June schedule, December through August schedule, I said, you know, that kind of makes sense, but I never thought it would be a reality. But, boy, it sure looks like more and more like it might become one, and right away, immediately for the NBA to become a December through August kind of thing. I would imagine that you also have to be kind of leery about the fact that if they decide to come back and just do playoffs, that could benefit playoff teams and be at the great detriment to the non-playoff teams.
Well, if they let us come back, the advantage for us would be, as a team obviously not in the playoffs this year, we'd be able to get our guys back in the gym and be able to begin working with them again. You know, we'd be able to continue our development program with all our young guys, whether it be in the weight room or on the court. So if we can get back, that's obviously would be a huge bonus, you know, certainly for the playoff teams, but for us as well, because we would just continue our off-season workout programs and continue to develop our guys in the weight room and on the court. So, you know, we're hopeful we'll get there soon. I know we're all kind of getting cabin fever and ready to get back to, you know, a new quote-unquote normal, but we're going to follow the lead of the experts and, you know, try to keep our guys as safe as possible.
Sports Radio 929 again. We're talking to Travis Link, Atlanta Hawks GM. So, Trav, I know there's been a lot of talking. Everybody's being optimistic about the fact that the NBA is going to come back. But on the other side of that thing, is there any talk about what's going to happen if that's not the case?
Well, but I think the focus, as you mentioned, has been to, you know, get to a situation where we're able to begin playing. You know, if for whatever reason, you know, we don't get there this year and at, you know, a point in time they do decide to say, all right, that's it, and let's focus on next year and how we can have a safe environment for our players and staff next year, you know, that brings up a lot of stuff comes into question, you know. That would be a huge hit to BRI. And as we all know, BRI is the driving factor of the salary cap. So, you know, there would be a huge, huge drop, you would think, in salary cap space. And now, you know, the majority of the contracts in the league are all driven by BRI. You know, the rookie scale's not set in stone the way it used to be, you know, for 2 years at a time. You know, those contracts are based off a percentage of BRI. Minimum contracts are based off a percentage of BRI. You know, your mid-level exception and your taxpayer exception, all those different things are driven by BRI. So there would be, a huge negotiation between the Players Association and the league on how they'd handle that situation.
Yeah, I think this is, such an interesting time, man, because, right, Travis, you know, explaining BRI to the fans and, you know, how it kind of, you know, when in a sport, especially like yours, that has guaranteed contracts, is, you know, it's a complicated mess. But, you know, the fans have to understand, and I hope the Players Association understands as well, that there's not a whole lot you can do if you don't have any money coming in.
Yeah, it's a strange situation to, you know, as you mentioned, you know, we have guys that have guaranteed contracts, and if you're a team that's got two players making $40 million and you thought the salary cap was going to be, you know, 115 to 120 million, and all of a sudden it comes in at 90 million, or, you know, now you've got, you know, $10 million worth of, you know, space before you hit the salary cap, and usually about another $10 or $15 million above that, and you're in the tax. Like, it's going to be hard for, you know, some of these teams to put together rosters, or, you know, avoid paying huge luxury tax bills. And if, you know, if we're in a situation next year where we're unable to have fans in the building, you know, that's a big chunk of revenue for teams too. So if we start playing games without fans, and now teams are missing out on that revenue, it's going to become a tricky situation. And, you know, no one wants to feel sorry for, you know, the billionaires on our teams or the millionaires that are playing these games, but it becomes hard to run a business. I mean, you know, running a business at a deficit, we all know what happens to those businesses.
Absolutely. Hey, Travis, it's always a pleasure catching up with you. We'll stay in touch here, and, you know, hopefully. By the way, real quick, do you have a hoop that you can get out at your place that you can start shooting horse or no?
We do. We do have a hoop. We keep it at about 9 feet, my 6-year-old son. So I'm getting real proficient at that level. We raise it up to 10. It's a little awkward now, but we get out there in the driveway. We don't have any lines painted or anything like that, so we use the cracks in the sidewalk for our 3-point line.
Yeah, old school. Hey, thanks, Travis. Do appreciate it.
Stay safe, Trav.
Okay. You guys too.
Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. Next up, Miles Robinson from Atlanta United. Many of your neighborhood businesses still open to help delivery services in need, from takeout food to delivery and more. Following are a few restaurants that offer pickup and delivery options. Smoke Jack in Alpharetta, Atlanta Breakfast Club, McCray's Tavern, The Nook in Midtown. To see the full list of places in your neighborhood or to add to the list, you can go to 929thegame.com/lovelocalAtlanta. Miles Robinson next with John and Hugh.
Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, all over the metro and worldwide on radio.com. Atlanta United still unbeaten, 2-0 on its season. And better news if you're thinking about restarting the MLS year. Fact is the Five Stripes are getting healthy, which is a good thing. Let's talk a little soccer here as we are joined now on the morning show by Atlanta United star and star defender Miles Robinson, who is on with John and Hugh. Morning to you, Miles.
Hey, how are you guys?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Miles, how you holding up in this quarantine environment right now?
I'm holding up, you know, just trying to stay sane, keep, you know, my mind active and, you know, staying fit, obviously, too. So, but I'm holding up.
So what are you doing, like, in order to, like, stay in shape and everything? You're not knowing when we're going to get back to normal. So what are you doing to try to stay in shape and just, you know, just, you know, be soccer ready?
Yeah, I mean, we actually have, like, Zoom workouts kind of that, like, help us actually stay motivated. You know, sometimes it's harder to work out alone than with a group. So we have, like, Zoom workouts with the guys and some trainers to get us, you know, fit and stuff like that. We go through workouts. They gave us bikes, stationary bikes, stuff like that. And, yeah, you know, always just, sometimes I'll just bike out to like a field, hopefully it's like empty, and then like bring some balls and just, you know, go to work like that. But yeah, it's a tough time for real, but you know, just trying to get through it.
Yeah, we are trying to get through it. Miles Robinson, Atlanta United defender with John and Hugh. So Miles, fans out there, Five Stripes fans want to know, are you 100%, you're ready to go? And at what point did you know you were ready to go?
Yeah, I'm definitely 100, back to 100 now. Yeah, I'm definitely ready to go. I was probably ready to go, I don't know, a few weeks ago. But obviously, like, with all this, I couldn't, you know, get back out there. But I'll definitely be ready back when the season starts up again, whenever that is.
Talking with Miles Robinson, so, you know, you're getting back on your game. Now, it's one thing to be ready to play and another to get back kind of up to, you know, game, you know, speed and to get your game back, because I know you have, you know, Miles, I mean, you obviously have, you know, burst onto the scene as one of the best defenders, you know, American defenders, certainly, and one of the best defenders in MLS. How long do you think it takes, you know, for the general player, yourself as an example, once you do get into training, before you're saying, okay, I'm up to game speed right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly tough to say. I think one thing you do need is actually a few scrimmages, a few 90-minute games, whether it's preseason or, like, training with your team, to get fully back in. I think it's really tough to say that you'd be 100%, you know, game fit without playing a 90-minute match previous, at least maybe two or three. I know, I think the league's trying to figure out when we come back, how long we're going to take, like, just training and more like a second preseason. But I mean, that's not up to me or anything, but it would take, you know, I would say at least 3 weeks or something.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to Miles Robinson, Atlanta United defender, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Michael Parkhurst, what did you learn from him with his time here, with your time here with him?
Oh yeah. I mean, I learned so much, definitely. I mean, when I got here, I was 19, coming out of college, two seasons of college. I didn't really understand the professional game. I think just as a professional, Parky, you know, he taught me, you know, how to you know, I don't know, just everything he did really, I don't know, personified with me, because it's just something that since he was the captain, he was, you know, first in training, you know, ground every single day, you know, putting in the work after training, whether it be in the gym or just working on his body, making sure he's healthy, staying healthy. Because, you know, he barely got hurt, even at the age he was at and had his long career. But just also the passes that he could pick out, you know, how he watched film. He's just the true professional. So just learning from him has definitely been so beneficial for me.
Speaking of that, how's your nutrition? Because I'm assuming you're a single guy and you had to make your own meals. So how have you been holding up on the meal status?
Yeah. Now I'm holding up, trying to get back in the, you know, the cooking scene, trying to get better that way, honestly. But yeah, it's same old meals type. I mean, same type of meals for me. It's just like chicken and rice, chicken and pasta, sausage and pasta.
Like, so you keep it simple. You're basically keeping it simple.
It's simple, you know. I need to maybe like widen my horizons, but we'll see.
Miles Robinson, catching up with Miles Robinson, who's joining John and Hugh live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Miles, I want to go back to when you got injured here. You got injured after a U.S. men's national team when you were, you know, doing full sprints after the game was over in a game that you didn't even play in. And, you know, Atlanta United and Darren Neils made it very clear that they were really upset about how the U.S. men's national team handled that. When you did get injured, you know, walk me through it. Did you have any idea that the rehab to get back to 100% was going to take quite this long?
I mean, when I did hurt it, I knew it was bad for sure. It felt really bad. like I got like shot in the back of the leg almost. But I obviously didn't know how long it would take. But you know, it is what it is. But at least I'm healthy now, so just trying to keep it on the bright side.
Yeah, right. Wait, I mean, do you consider it just a freaky thing, or do you harbor any, you know, kind of like, you made us do what, and that cost me what?
I mean, honestly, I think it's just one of those things, whether I wasn't, you know, fully stretched at the moment, or maybe a little fatigue or something like that after a long season, something like that, but... Yeah, I don't know. I think, I mean, it happened, so it's over with now, so can't do anything about it.
Yep, well, just move on and move forward here. Is the layoff going to be good for Atlanta United in the sense that you're healthy, other players are getting healthy, and now you're going to have a chance when you come back because of the injury to Joseph to really work on how the attack is going to work up front with Escobar and Pitty?
I mean, yeah, honestly, yeah. It's good that we can get healthy. I think also our team, I might assume we play less games now. And maybe if it's like a tournament-style season or something, I think we'd definitely benefit, because I think we're one of those teams that when it comes down to like a do-or-die situation, that's when we perform the best. So we'll definitely be ready once we get back out there.
So, Miles, how's your FIFA game? Have you been playing FIFA?
Yeah, I've been playing more FIFA than I have in the last like month than I have in the last like, I don't know, 5 years. But yeah, I'm definitely playing back on my FIFA game now.
Yeah, because you got a couple of guys who are going to be playing in this FIFA tournament, right? I mean,
I saw that, yeah. Franco, right?
Yeah, have you ever played against him?
No, I haven't, but I know he's good.
Talking with Miles Robinson, catching up a little bit on Atlanta United, too, and when you get back. What did you see of the team when you saw the first couple of games this year? What did you make? I know, of course, we had the injury to Joseph, but what did you make of, you know, the beginning of the year under Frank DeBoer in year number two?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, a different roster from the last year. A lot of new faces, a lot of younger players, but with, like, these younger players, it just kind of brings a new energy to the team every day in training. You know, everyone's really eager to get out there and show what they have. And, with this young team, I think everyone's just trying to get on the pitch somehow or another and just show what they can do, because the fact that we're young isn't a problem. I mean, we have all this quality everywhere on the pitch. So I was definitely excited to get back out there and play with those guys. And now I'm still excited, but it's just an awkward waiting period right now. But when we get back there, I think Atlanta will definitely be proud of this team.
I think I can speak for everybody when I say we can't wait till you guys get back out there, man. We're just ready to try to get back to whatever our normal's going to be.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. We're ready to show out for you guys, too. You know, after this long period, you know, Atlanta needs some winning, and we'll be ready for it.
Miles, I appreciate you taking a few minutes and catching up with us. And you and Hugh said, we're anxious to see the Five Stripes get back in the field. Anxious to see you, too. And so thanks for taking a few minutes this morning.
And stay safe.
Yeah, no. Yeah, definitely. Stay safe, you too. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Miles Robinson, Atlanta United star young defender on Sports Radio 92 on the Game. Hey, Sports Radio 92 on the Game, helping you stay connected. John and Hugh reminding you, you can listen to 92.9 The Game at home on your smart device using the radio.com app. Downloading the app is simple. Go to the app store, type in radio.com, download the free radio.com app, and you can listen to 92.9 The Game anytime, anyplace. For more, go to radio.com/stay connected. Told you it's loaded in here. We had Travis Schlenk and Miles Robinson just on. And next up, around the corner at the top of the hour, Nick Kostos, who is Radio.com's NFL draft analyst. We're going to get the very latest from him, what he thinks of the draft 9 days ahead of the NFL draft with John and Hugh on 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.